Welcome back to the second half of Afternoons with Amos. I'm Amos Brown. Glad to have you here. Coming up next week on Monday, the folks from the annual Black College Fair has been going on 35 years. The Black College Fair is next Thursday, the 2nd, over at Crispus Attucks. They will be here with us live in our first hour on Monday. Canada Tuesday next week. Are not on Tuesday are the candidates for Marion County Clerk, Democrat and Republican. Republican first, Democrat second, Republican in the first hour, Democrat in the second hour. And then on Wednesday, first of the month, we start a series of candidate interviews with candidates for school board. Don't forget, you know, yeah, state officers are there, county officers are on the ballot, the judges are on the ballot, prosecutors, sheriff, those are all important. Congress. But so are our school boards, and Washington Township candidates and Lawrence Township candidates will be with us next Wednesday. And then the following week, Warren Township on the 7th, Pike and Wayne Township on the 8th. And those of y'all waiting on IPS, I know Terry's waiting on the IPS candidate. She can't wait. They'll be here on Tuesday, October the 14th. The IPS candidates in District 3, which is the North Side District, District 5, which is the West Side District. And then on the 15th, the candidates for IPS School Board at Large will be here with us. That Senator Donnelly will be here with us next Friday, the 3rd. He'll be here live in studio, all that and a lot more. But today, it just seems like this is Recorder of Deeds Day. By the end of this show, these 2 hours, you will know more about what is the Recorder of Deeds, not just here in Marion County, but in all 92 counties in Indiana, and what the young ladies who are running for Recorder of Deeds have to do. The Republican candidate for Marion County Recorder of Deeds is Terry Dove. She is one of three African-American candidates. Republicans are running for countywide office this year. They include Emmett Carney, who is the Republican candidate for Marion County Sheriff, and Dwayne Merchant, who is the Republican candidate for Marion County Prosecutor. But Terry Dove is here. She is running for Recorder of Deeds. That's not to take down somebody's good deeds. So the Santa Claus can give you good presents. It's a very, very important position. And with that, we welcome the Republican candidate, Terry Duff. Terry, welcome.
Thank you.
Have finally made it up here.
Finally. Thank you so much.
So, Terry, why are you running?
I am running, first of all, because I have a passion for service. Mm-hmm. I love serving the people and being a part of that process of being a public servant. Second of all, I worked for the Indiana Secretary of State for almost 10 years as an international liaison. Mm-hmm. So we dealt with paperwork. At the Secretary of State's office, we dealt with almost 4 million records. Mm-hmm. So record taking, record keeping, and the process of that is not new to me. So the quality, the qualifications, and also I have a small business. I own a small business that handles small business development and minority and women and veteran certification. Mm-hmm. So it is also in line because the Recorder's Office handles a small portion of business startups. So it's right in line with what I'm already doing.
What kind of documents does the Recorder of Deeds keep other than deeds?
Well, they also keep wills, power of attorneys. Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, most people think when you start a business, you go directly to the Secretary of State.
Right.
But as a sole proprietorship and a general partnership, you can start at the Recorder's Office for mm-hmm. a small fee between $15 and $30.
And is it correct that the funds that run the office, that pay the salaries, that pay the office's portion of the rent in the city county building and the light and the gas and the heat and all that kind of stuff, comes from the fees that are charged?
Yes, it's in a fund called the Perpetuation Fund.
So this is an office that don't cost taxpayers a lot. That kind of operates on its own, kind of sort of.
That's it. That's the need for the fees.
So if you're elected,
yes, sir.
What would you do differently? When you're elected. See, I got to ask if. You know, okay, you think positive. There's yes. nothing wrong with that. When you're elected, what would you do differently than the person that has held that office the last 8 years who constitutionally cannot run again?
Yes. Well, the first thing, because, you know, this is a digital age.
Okay.
Well, there is a digital system in place, but it is a bit antiquated. So what I would like to do is, at the Secretary of State, you know, you can file your business within 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you can have a digital seal that you can take to court, to the bank. So the same thing, I would like that same process to be at the recorder's office to record your deeds, record your documents, receive a seal in at least 15 minutes or no more. Hmm. So that would be the first thing to do. The second thing is customer service. As a business owner, customer service is paramount to success. Mm-hmm. And in government, sometimes that is always not related. So currently you have folks that are filing and answering the phones when you come in.
Oh, but that's not good because you're concentrating on filing and then you're mad because you got to answer the phone.
Correct. So sometimes you have to turn your back on the constituent who is your boss. Mm. So what I would like to do is have a dedicated line because there's so many complicated forms like UCC forms and power of attorneys. Those can be a little complicated if you're not in the legal field. So we would have a dedicated line that would just answer constituent calls and just walk them through the paperwork. And,
go ahead.
And then we would have those just filing paperwork. So you get in the office. I want a speedy time that you get in and out in 15 minutes.
239-1310. 239-1310 is after news. Amos, unlock the lines of your opportunity to talk with Terry Dove, the Republican candidate for Marion County Recorder of Deeds. This question came up with your opponent, and this had nothing to do with party. This is just a function of the office, and they were concerned about privacy. They were concerned that if somebody had put some wrong information in one of the documents, say it was a deed or one of the documents filed in your office, how would they change that? How would they change that?
Well, that's a function I would have to learn more about, but I know with constitutional offices like that, they just take the information. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's a dispute, that has to go through the courts. But if there is some information that is just false information, I'm sure there's a process. I just don't know what that process is, but I could definitely find out. But again, with constitutional offices as a recorder.
Is this an office that, because rarely do people read the Indiana Constitution, and when they learn it in the fourth grade, they forget it by the fifth grade. This is an office that is mandated by our state constitution?
Yes, and city constitution.
Okay.
So basically, the mayor acts as your president.
Or county executive.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So the recorder is like the secretary of that board.
I see.
And so it has to be the recorder, the secretary of the board, mm-hmm. has to always be funded and functional.
Mm.
So it is an office. If no other office, every other office fails, the recorder will still be standing.
In looking at the kinds of information, a lot of the information, it relates to property.
Yes.
Whether the property you own, whether the property that you're sitting on to rents, whether it's your business property, if you're a business property, and a lot of it is making sure that you don't owe somebody that's put an attachment on your property, which means if you ever go to try to sell it, somebody's going to be there with their hand out.
Yes.
Illegally.
A lien, yes.
How important is it, and obviously you come also from a perspective as a small business owner, to know the property that you own, or if you're looking at buying property, and let's say you're trying to save money, so you don't want to go to the realtor, I don't want to hire a lawyer, I can handle this all myself. How important is it to go to the recorder's office and make sure that everything is free and clear?
It is very vital, especially if you want to buy a property. You can go in there and check if there's a lien on the property, who owns the property. Some of that goes over to the assessor's office, to the exact owners, but you can see if there's a lien or if the property has, you know, any weird stuff in it. Mm-hmm. So you can come there. It's free of charge. They have computers that you can look at all the information. So there's access there that is open to the public. And what I'm going to make sure is that even the clerks that are there are accessible to the public. That it's just not get on computer and leave me alone. But really,
given that a lot of the dollars that fund your office come from the fees, where would you, and if you're elected, where would you get the resources to upgrade the computer technology, to get the fancy scanners and all that kind of stuff, to Google Docs or what have you, to be more electronic in this age when money's tight and folk get mad if you try to raise any kind of doggone tax?
Exactly. Well, in that fund, as of last time I've checked, there's about $3 million in that fund.
That's not a cheap fund.
Okay. And I believe the legislature just passed that those fees can be used for raises and they can be used for the operation of the office.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really deemed upon okay. the elected office. So, of course, being a conservative, I want to be fiscally responsible. Mm-hmm. But I also currently, the system has three vendors that the recorder's office pays.
Right.
So it's already kind of over excess with what they're spending. So if we have that system in-house, it's going to cut dollars anyway. So mm-hmm. it's not really about spending more. It's about cutting the money that's already going out.
Right.
And making sure that this new system is something we handle in-house.
239-1310. 239-1310. We're talking with Terry Dove, the Republican candidate for Recorder of Deeds. Let me go to Anonymous. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just curious to know why the candidate is a Republican rather than a Democrat.
Well, hello, and I am so excited that you asked that question. One of the reasons that I am Republican, it starts with my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And my faith, I'm a Christian and evangelist minister. I don't know. It's different in different places. But
God,
I love the
that's
Lord.
Something God put on your heart.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I can say that things that align with the Bible, that according to marriage, according to abortion. But then also I'm a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want government to be limited and stay out of my business of running, mm-hmm. running it and having so much overreach. And I also like for folks that are in office to be responsible with the money that I give them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big reason. Most of it is predicated on my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the huge reason.
As somebody that wants to run an office in a fiscally responsible manner, and as a person that is a small business person, how are you going to, if you get in there, going to balance out the fees you charge? Versus, is that a burden on somebody? Because as I understand it, the fees charged are based upon how much information or how much paper is going to be used
per page.
And it ain't like the per page down to library where it's a nickel, because these are these big oversized pages. But what are you going to do if some small business person comes and says, Terry, girlfriend, you know, it cost me $200 to print out something. You know, that's a burden on me. How do you balance that out? Because the business person side and you trying to get the service
that's
for
right.
the least amount of cost. There's nothing wrong with that. And then government is trying to say, okay, we want a fair return on the investment because we got to pay for this out of these fees and not tap the taxpayers
that's
for
right.
for anything.
What I would love to do is form a committee. I would like to form a committee of business owners and constituents
mm-hmm.
where we could talk about what is going to be best for everybody, where we come to a compromise. Because that's what's happening in government now.
Mm-hmm.
Is me, as the elected official, I'm just going to make the decision for the constituent who is really my boss, who pays my salary.
Mm-hmm.
But have a committee of business owners and committed folks that are in the community, everyday folks,
mm-hmm.
to sit down and say, hey, you know, I don't need to be charged $13 per page.
Right.
What will work best? And then kind of give them the scale. This is what we have to pay for. You know, mm-hmm. just have to be, nothing's free. You got to pay light bills. You have to, so what's an in-between place that's best for constituent and the office that we can run?
It's a dumb question. Is the reason a lot of it has to be paper is some of these documents have to have what the emboss seal, like it's a, like a certification or something?
Well, that's where it goes back to the antiquated process, is that, like with the Secretary of State's office, we now have a seal that is digital that is used for courts, where we still, in the recorder's office, are using stamps. Or it's going through a digital process, but the constituent does not receive a copy.
So it's not like my computer upstairs where I can send out a document and I had to write my name and they made a little signature of it, and that's considered my official signature if I send out certain documents from the company.
Right. It needs to be a digital seal that the recorder
okay.
has in-house without vendors
uh-huh.
that the constituents can use, and it's ready, it's court ready. So that's really what makes
it. Is that an opportunity for government to put that out for bid for local entrepreneurs with all, you know, because there's somebody that could probably invent that or create that or do an app for that and do that in the competitive bidding process?
Most definitely, especially, you know, in the age of IT development, especially African-American IT development,
mm-hmm.
and we have all these STEM programs here in Indiana, that would be a great opportunity to put out a request for a proposal for a small entrepreneurship to come in that's working in that area in IT. I would love to do that.
We are talking with Terry Dove, the Republican candidate for Recorder of Deeds. Back to the phones. And LaTanya, hi there.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, LaTanya.
Hey, Amos.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I thought that voice sounded familiar.
Oh, hey, it's LaTanya, LaTanya. Hey.
Hey, girl. I just wanted to comment and say that you really do work with each individual. When I became an entrepreneur, Terry Dove was so genuine and passionate about what she does. And I came to her like, hey, I don't have all this money. I don't know all this. And she builds your trust to where she walks you through the process. She helped me become my 501c3, and now I'm up again running it. And I just like to give her props because she is a dedicated, Christian-oriented woman. And she's awesome. So I support her in her endeavors, and vice versa.
Wow. Wow. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for She Inc. I'm plugging it.
Exactly.
I'm so excited. And thank you so much. You know, I love you to pieces, but
vice versa.
All right.
Vice versa. All and right. So I just wanted to share that, you know, on the air with you and let you know I'm supporting you. And I hear you, girl.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. 239-1310. 239-13. Now, Terry Dove, I explained in the previous interview that Recorder of Deeds, maybe at a constitutional office, but you're kind of there at the end of the ballot. You know, it's not exciting like sheriff or prosecutor.
Right.
And it's the ballot that all the political professionals look and see, okay, how strong are the Republicans? How strong are the Democrats? As you have gone out throughout this county, are you sensing that people are up and excited about this election? Are they more worried about next year's election as opposed to this year's?
Well, you know, in going out, people have been excited. I'll tell you what people have been excited about. A touchable candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that's what I bring is when people find out, hey, this person is an everyday person.
Mm-hmm.
This person is actually going to be involved and cares about what's going to happen to me. They get really excited. So one, I want to shout out, I forgot to shout out my folks over at Indiana Avenue Apartments, the Residents Council.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me so much hope. So I'm going around the county and finding that same energy that people are excited. One, that there's an African-American woman
mm-hmm.
that wants to be recorder, which is historical. And two, that I'm promising folks that this is just not an election year. I'm just going to go away. I'm going to be in the community and come back.
Now, how are you going to do that? Because folk have sat in the chair you're sitting in and have said that. Drew ain't heard him say that because Drew ain't been here that long. This is for Drew's first election cycle. But there are people out there saying, oh, Terry's just saying that because he's in there with Amos. If you get in there, how then do you reconnect with people on an ongoing basis?
Thank you so much. I'm already doing it. I sit on the board for Community Resurrection Partnership with Pastor Farr. Shout out, Pastor Farr.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm already on a couple of other boards, and I'm already in the community. And owning my own business has allowed me to fulfill my life with community activism. But also, I feel like it is every elected official's duty
mm-hmm.
to give respect back to the people that got them into office.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way that the people that are paying you should never see. If I work at a company and I never speak to my boss, that is disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not just I'm saying this because I'm running for. I feel grateful that these people cast their vote for me, and I'm going to go back and make sure that I see them. Now, of course, this is a huge county,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to have to section it off, but if I'm getting paid to serve you, I should at least have enough respect to come see you.
Has that been one of the surprises, how big this county is?
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, I grew up on the west side of Clifton. Then I moved to the east side and used to hang out all on 42nd and Post and that area. So that, to me, was Marion County.
Mm-hmm.
But Marion County is Southport. It's Decatur. It's down in Perry Township. It is very large.
As you have gone into Republican areas,
yeah,
what kind of response have you gotten?
Well, I am who was slated.
Mm-hmm.
So I am picked. So my Republican family really does support me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have especially the PCs, the precinct committee, the ward chairman, they have been nothing but supportive. And I'll tell you who I'm very surprised that has been truly supportive of me is the Tea Party people. I have found.
Now, you know, some of my listeners are going to say, wait a minute, does that mean you're a Tea Party person or you all may have some disagreements down the road?
Yes, definitely. We, in any party, I don't care, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, there's going to be a line where, okay, I don't agree with that. I don't move that way. However, this is, we are fighting for the same, ideology. So I've had discussion with my Tea Party people and it got pretty heated, particularly about racial issues. But I also let them know that if we are going to be the party of inclusion, we have to get over what we want things to be like and deal with the reality of what is going on and have be a part of what's going on and to bring our ideology to all people. Because honestly, there are a lot of people that feel the same way we do. However, we have to build trust. And that's what I'm going out in this county is building people's trust.
There have been African-American Republicans elected to countywide office, particularly the city, county at large seats. Julia Shaw and I don't want to start forgetting, obviously Paula Parker Sawyers.
Beverly Musebather.
Beverly Musebather. Stanley Strader.
Yeah.
But he was more from a district. But the three of you, Dwayne Merchant, Emmett Carney, and you, any one of you or all three of you win, you're making Hoosier history. Does the history weigh on you?
It does. It does. Because it's not just for Terry. It's not just for Terry's family. I really have to be aware of a legacy. And I really have to be in this new generation of conservatism. I really have to be aware that I'm going to be bridging a lot of gaps. And I'm willing to do that because I'm a little abnormal. I'm a little hybrid of a lot of things. So being a woman, being a black woman, being a conservative, being a businesswoman, being a woman of faith, being a Christian, all these components and facets, I'm bringing that to this county and I'm relating it to everyday people. So yes, it does, but I feel like I can carry the torch. I've been instilled with enough from Jackie Sissel, Beverly Musebather, those folks,
Jesse Moore.
Yes, Jesse Moore. Steve Quick, those people have instilled, Isaac Randolph, they have instilled things in me. And then I have, through my own experiences in life, come up with my own way that I move. So I feel like I want to show them proud, but I also want to show young African Americans that you don't have to be in the everyday box. You can be your own person and you can shoot out and you can still be a representative of your community, be active, be a person of faith, be a person of integrity, and still love the people in your community. I don't have to agree with everybody in my community, but I do have to respect everybody and I do have to work with them to make things better for our community.
Let me go to Ron at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, Amos?
I'm fine.
And your guest.
Hi, Ron.
Hi. You're almost convincing me to vote Republican for the first time since Nixon.
Hallelujah.
But I do have a question to ask you, and please don't take this the wrong way.
Yes, sir.
But I have to ask you this question. Because you have communicated with Tea Party members, do you believe that President Obama was born in the United States, and do you question his birth certificate?
Well, Ken, just to be real candid, I was not born in the United States. I was born in Landstuhl, Germany.
I don't have a problem, you know, with where you were born. You from the west side. You lived on the west side of Clifton, and I lived there before. So you definitely.
All right now. All right, no west side.
Okay.
Do I believe? So you're asking me, do I believe President Obama if he was born here and if he has a birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. I will tell you what I do believe. I believe that President Obama was elected our president. I do believe, as a Christian, the Bible does say that I am to respect everybody in their office, and I'm to respect their position. So where he was born is really not my business. What I do need to do is pray and make sure he's accountable and make sure he does the things that he was elected to do.
Okay. Well, that's really not an answer, but that's a political answer.
I don't know where you were born. I mean, I don't feel like that's my business to know where somebody is born. I'm not a Tea Party person.
The reason I'm asking you that is because if, in fact, President Obama was not born in the United States, then he's not the legal president. Well, I guess my question would be, do you think that he is the legal bona fide president of the United States?
I'm not in D.C. So if they said that he's the president and he's elected, I believe that.
You've answered my question. I'll vote Democrat. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day, Ron.
239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. Is there a sense that Hoosiers are going to fool us this election and maybe vote more than the pundits think people are going to vote?
I know in the primary it showed there was a low election year. But you know, with the polls and the people, you can never, primaries help to gauge some things, but you never know what's going to happen on election day. Mm-hmm. And, I think it's still not going to be, you know, next year I feel like there will be more people.
Is that one of the things as you guys are out here campaigning, people are talking about issues that are next year's issues, 2015 issues, and not talking about the issues of 2014?
No, not for me. Of course, my office is so different because it almost is directly touching right. the people. Mm-hmm. So what many people want to know is what's my platform? That's mm-hmm. really what people want to know. And again, the question, why are you Republican? Mm-hmm. So, most of the time people are asking me, am I trying to work for the Indianapolis Recorder? and so you tell them no.
But help them out and buy a copy.
If they need a adjunct writer, hey. But I think for me, most people have wanted to know what the office does, mm-hmm. And what I want to do, and kind of stayed on point. The thing that I've learned about people, you know, I ran in 2010 for Center Township Trustee, and there were so many people that heard that I was a Republican, they were just totally turned off. Mm-hmm. And the thing that has blessed me so this year is that people have, they've gone over what's behind my name and said, what's your plan? What are you going to do? Right. And so I've had a chance to give the people me more mm-hmm. so than my party. And that is what's blessed me because people are tired of partisanship. Mm-hmm. Just what are you going to, are you going to do the job mm-hmm. at the end of the day? Are you going to do the job? And I know that I can do the job.
So it's like the different shows. What you going to do, Terry?
What you going to do?
If people, our standard closing question with all candidates, if people want more information about your campaign, you are the Republican candidate for Recorder of Deeds. We've learned from her that that is a constitutional office mandated by the great Constitution of Indiana. How do people get a hold of you?
Okay. They can give me a call at my line at 317-660-1571. Mm-hmm. Or they can email me at Terry4Recorder@gmail.com or Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Terry4Recorder.
You on all them things, girl. Terry Dove, she is the Republican candidate for Marion County Recorder of Deeds in the election that's coming up on November the 4th. And we need to remind everybody, they said it's National Voter Registration Day. I must have missed that memo, but it's a good opportunity for you to go to IndianaVoters.com, IndianaVoters.com, sign it up electronically. You can print out a receipt right then and there. Don't have to deal with the paperwork. And if you don't know how to get on the computer, have your kids and grandkids help you out tonight. IndianaVoters.com works 24/7, so you can get up at 2:00 in the morning and register to vote. How convenient is that?
And Ron, I still want your vote.
And Ross, she still wants your vote. Terry Dove, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you so much.